Welcome to our Stain Gang podcast as we talk about Midwestern State women's soccer with head coach Ryan Spence. I'm Pete Stein. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast and be sure to follow Midwestern State women's soccer at MSUMustangs.com. The Midwestern State women with a five-match unbeaten streak going on the road Wednesday night to take on Oklahoma Christian, still seeking their first away victory as they take on the Eagles. After going on the road against TWU and coming away with a 2-2 draw this past Saturday, what do you make of the draw?
Big picture, it's fine, I guess you could say, in the big picture of things. But you're up two goals. You're up 2-0, 60th minute or something like that. You wish at the end, if you were to tell me we were going to be up 2-0 with 60 minutes left and still tied, I'd be like, well, we must be playing Texas women's, because that seems to be what happens. One team outplays the other, but gets up and then comes back, and then vice versa. And so, yeah, it's been a little merry-go-round with Texas women's.
You've had four draws on the road this year. Is there something about the road that's led to these results?
No, I just think even some of the home games, we just maybe got a bit lucky late not to give up a goal here or there, but I like to say no. I mean, it's the other teams necessarily aren't playing harder. They're doing what they normally do. No team that we played on the road is playing differently or out of character than they normally would from watching film. It's just a weird thing, you know, just need to kind of just get the job done so we can go home.
It seems like Tanner's kind of settled in as your starting keeper. She's played the last five, 2-0-3 in goal for you, 1.2 goals against average. Your assessment of her play, and am I reading it right? Has she pretty much taken the job?
I think it's a little bit of kind of two things. Like she's been clean. She hadn't made any mistakes that's led to really anything. She's came off her line, done well. But I think the big picture is if I'm not mistaken, we haven't given up more than five shots on goal in any game. When you do that, you limit the chance for a goalkeeper to make a mistake and to build confidence and to make the right decisions because they're not being asked to be called upon as much. So I think it's a little bit of two sides. We're limiting chances, but she's also being decently clean when those chances do come.
You had a game here last Wednesday night. You didn't give up a single shot on goal. In fact, you were very stingy. Lubbock Christian didn't even spend much time in the attacking third whatsoever.
Yeah, that it was. First half was a little bit of a slugfest. It was kind of a little bit back and forth. Second half, the girls did really well. Lubbock competed good the first half. Second half, I felt like we took the life out of them. They didn't adapt as well. Still hitting long balls down the middle, and we do a good job of gobbling those up for the most part. So yeah, we kind of put our foot down on the pedal and kept going at them, and luckily got those two goals and ended it.
Yeah, won that game 2-0. Now you're back on the road to take on Oklahoma Christian. Four of the last five meetings with Oklahoma Christian have resulted in a draw.
Yeah, I don't think I've beaten Oklahoma Christian. There's like two teams that I haven't gotten a result from or haven't won, and they are definitely one of them. I think the last couple of years you play good enough to win, leave a couple chances on the table, and then they can make it ugly at times and pump a ball in the box, and then all of a sudden that one or two chances you give them, they put one away and it ends in a draw. I mean, that's kind of been the story of the last few years with Oklahoma Christian.
Yeah, and that was the case last year when they came here. Kate Jefferson scored in the 80th minute, and you played a 1-1 draw. She's still with the team, and she's leading the Eagles now with 9 points. She's got three goals and three assists through her first seven matches, and she scored both goals in a 2-0 victory at St. Edward's to open up conference play. Is she somebody you've got to pay special attention to?
She plays out in the right wing, but she's just a good positional type player. Speed won't wow you. She's got decent size. She puts the ball in dangerous areas. She's got a strong leg. If you back off of her, she's going to make you pay. And so, she scored the tying goal against us last year after we warned the girls the game before. She scored the game-winning goal the game before against whoever they played last year before they played us. She's just a really good positional player. She's in the right areas, and she'll make you pay by just putting balls in the areas that can hurt you.
It was interesting because I went back to look at your last visit, and it was kind of the same thing. They scored in the 79th minute to get a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, it's so
there's a trend.
Yeah, it's just it's we've always played them the last few years, and right in the middle of the conference schedule. And we've kind of hit a little bit of a 2 or 3 game wall the last 2 years. I'd like to say we hopefully hit that wall early on, and we can get through it. So this is kind of starting to become a little bit of that meat of the conference schedule now. So again, can we put the we're going to create chances? Can we put the chances away and make things a little bit more comfortable?
What's kind of the temperature of the team as you get ready to make this road trip out to Oklahoma Christian following that 2-2 draw and given where you're at, and you only have one loss, but just 2 wins.
Yeah,
you're kind of in a. It's not unlike the situation you were in last year.
Yeah, last year we did well and handled those early on games, and then we hit a bit of a stretch, kind of mid conference. Now we're kind of like you can't have that stretch again. I think just keep motivating the girls. Like again, we're one of the top in shot opportunities in the conference and don't have all the goals to show for it. So I think maybe it's a little bit of the youth, but again, just they got to keep being put in the same position over and over and just kind of keep learning from it. So I think we're still in a good place. We're still in a chance to control everything. So I don't think stress is there quite yet on how the results are going
to
go.
Yeah, It's interesting to listen to fans talk about draws because they don't really know how to react.
Yeah,
and it's a dynamic that we don't see in other sports that we see in soccer.
Well, my Cowboys got a tie, and I think that'd be all right. I didn't mind that one so much.
That one actually, I'll take that tie.
I told them, I think, what sport is it you see the most happiest people when they tie? It's got to be football. They get a paid game day paycheck, and they don't get a loss. So you can tell after the game, they're the happiest groups ever. They're all laughing and so it was funny to see it.
Would you want to see a college-like overtime in the NFL?
No, I voted away from overtime just because of all the extra minutes. I think the 2 years before we voted, my girls played an extra like 5 or 6 games worth of overtime minutes.
Yeah, you did play
minutes.
A lot of overtime.
Yeah.
So I won a lot of those, though.
Yeah, we did. And you take away that excitement of that, and I get it, but I'll take the less minutes. I'll take saving the legs a little bit more. It's, you got 90 minutes to win the game, and if not, then move on to the next.
We mentioned the Oklahoma Christian game, but you've got a Saturday. We're going to have brunch at Stang Park here on Saturday. As you return home, you'll take on St. Edward's. That'll be an 11 a.m. kickoff. First of all, let me ask you about the start time and then about the opponent in St. Edward's.
Yeah, I'll be honest. When we talk to other coaches, when we have to schedule earlier games due to other sports and stuff like that, they all kind of like it because that means everyone gets to get home earlier. We train in the morning. On Mondays and some Tuesdays, so 11 o'clock is pretty late. So
I haven't really looked this up, but it seems like you've done pretty well with these early start times.
Yeah,
I think
it's easier to do, I think, when you're at home. I think the when you have these late games and you're at home, it's just you got so much time. That's just do whatever you want, take longer nap, But when you're on the road, it's a little bit more structured. So I don't mind the early games. The early games are. The heat's quite not there yet, but the weather's starting to cool off.
The weather's starting to break a little bit. We're starting to get out of that just killer sun. So, no, I think I think the weather's going to cooperate for us on Saturday. What about St. Edward's? What can we expect out of the Hilltoppers?
I think they'll be a little bit like Oklahoma Christian. They can come in and beat you, and can also come in and be a little bit off. I think that's you look at a handful of our teams in our conference. I mean, kind of like us as well. If you aren't scoring those chances and you're giving up kind of lighter goals, anyone in the conference can beat you. And I think these two teams are kind of like those. Those are not saying they're must wins for us, but we're kind of almost close to that point where they need to be, beating the teams we need to beat. And I think these two games are teams we need to beat.
I mean, you do need to start collecting wins for the big picture, don't you?
Yeah, when you look at kind of rankings and stats and stuff like that, the ties against good teams don't hurt you, but they could be better, they could help you. if you can try to get that late winner.
And you should take a lot of confidence out of getting two goals against TWU because they haven't been conceding goals.
I think they only gave up two goals up to that. So, we had another one in the first half that should have been. And we had an issue with a video review of us getting a handball in the box late in the game after they tied 2-2. That video wasn't working. So it's kind of crazy how that works. We get video review at places and we don't, and it doesn't work when you need it. And from the angle we had, it was a handball and it should have been called and it didn't. Again, it could have gone both ways a little bit on the other end as well. So,
So I talk about this in football broadcast a lot, and the rules in soccer are a little bit different because you can have video review, but you're not required to have video review. In gridiron football, in the Lone Star Conference, you're required to have video review. And people watch games on Sunday or they watch D1 games on the networks and they've become accustomed to video review and having that ability. But at this level, the video review, as you just alluded to, isn't always that reliable. Should we still try to have video review?
If you're going to do video review and if as a conference, I think you've got to have a setup for it. You know, having one angle at midfield, like most of the action's on the inlines. So if you don't have extra cameras, that's highlighting the inlines or the 18 inside the box, the penalty area. Like it's going to be very hard to overturn calls when you're looking at a camera that's 70 yards away. So it's either you got to go all in and get two or three different angles, extra, which again costs money and takes people to operate them. So, I don't know. I'm kind of torn. I mean, if you got the setup for it, that's great. But if you don't, we shouldn't waste 6 minutes of game time.
It can,
and stuff.
It can take the life out of a match.
Yeah. So, we were pretty sure they were going to give us handball, you know, for our angle. It went up and went down really quick as Nixley Munoz was trying to get in the box. Man, I wasn't called. So that's what it is. But yeah, video review, it's just, I don't know. It's just you've got to have the full setup or you can't do it.
Yeah, and I've got, even with a full setup, I've got mixed feelings about it because when you have these professional games or Division I games, if you have to slow down the video to a point, I don't think that's on the official.
Yeah.
You know, that's not an egregious bad call, which is what I do want video replay to overturn egregious bad calls. In soccer, though, it's a lot more black and white than it is in other sports.
Yeah, they can't video review everything. I mean, handballs in the box or PKs or balls crossing the goal line, but again, but you from a half field angle, you can't off sidelines, and it's tough to see. So it's you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt sometimes.
Any thoughts about your team as you enter this week?
No, man, we're poised to have a game where we can get 4 or 5 goals, like we are. And it's just kind of getting that first one in, and then being comfortable to go again, not sit back, but go get another one. I think we're poised for it.
Yeah, it does kind of seem like the floodgates are ready to bust down for you. We'll look forward to seeing you at Stang Park on Saturday, but remember, you can see the Oklahoma Christian game on Flo College. That's a 7 o'clock kick at Eagle Soccer Field on Wednesday night. Midwestern State is here on Saturday. That'll be on Flo College if you can't make it, but we want to see you at Stang Park. It's an 11 o'clock kickoff Saturday morning against St. Edward's. Brunch at Stang Park. Ryan, as always, thanks a lot. Thanks for doing the podcast.
Thank you.
That's Ryan Spence, the women's head soccer coach here at Midwestern State. I'm Pete Stein. Thanks for listening to the Stang Gang podcast. Tell your friends about the Stang Gang podcast, and then bring your friends out to Stang Park.